We are learning Masechta Sukkah, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, and we are beginning approximately 6 lines from the bottom of Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, Uve Esrei. We just finished saying that the Gemara explains that Rav Yehuda, who argues by Lulav, is only by Lulav. By Lulav, there's no din that Yavish is possible, because he has no din of Hadam. But by Esrig, Mashenk and Esrig, there is a din of Hadam, and therefore Yahweh will be apostle. That's how Rava explains Machlekes Rav Yehuda and the Rabbanon. So the Gemara asks, Ove Esrig, we buy Rav Yehuda Hadam? Does Rav Yehuda agree by Esrig is din Hadam? Like Rava says, Vatayin learned in a Braisa, Abba Minim Shavululav, the 4 Minim Shavululav, Shem Shem Apaychasimahem, just like you can't do less than it, Kach Emesifalem, it can't be Maisif. Which means that the 4 minim are makav each other. The halacha is, if you don't have all the aluminium, you can't bring that. You can't shake the lulav. The halacha is that they makav each other. They all, you can't do more and you can't do less. And taka shulchan aruch and tough resh nun aleph sifyut beis paskins. Then what happens if you don't have all 4 minim? Then you don't do it. It says arba minim. The halacha is tough resh nun aleph sifyut beis. Says arba minim halalu makavim. You're not missing one of them, you don't make a brach on the rest. You just take a vezeche ba'alma, you'll take the 3 things. But really, you need all 4. And if you're missing the esrig, loy matzah esrig, loy yavi loy parish, don't bring a quince instead of the esrig, loy rima, not a pomegranate, loy davachar, can't bring a lemon either. Nothing else, you have to bring an esrig or nothing. And then the price goes further, kamushim, if it's getting dried out, but not dried out mamish, it's just a little bit dry, ksherim is still kosher. Yaveshim, if it's mamish dried out, the esrig, then it's psulim. But Rav Yehuda, ima afi veshim ksherim, who just says, by esrig, even a dried out esrig is kosher. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like from the Mishnah. There's going back on esrig, which says, lo yav le parosh la rim levachar, kamushim ksherim, veshim psulim. Rav Yehuda says, afi veshim ksherim, sounds like we're talking about esrig, that yavish dig esrig is kosher according to Rav Yehuda. What about Yehuda? Rav Yehuda means a riot to his shita from Maisa. Maisa, there was a story, v'bnei krachim, the story of the people who lived outside in the krachim. Rashi says, it was not a mokim with any orchards or any palm trees were available there. The children inherited the lulavim from Dairi Dairis. They used the same lulav every year. So you see a dried out lulav is kosher. Amr Lahem, so Rabbanah answered to Rav Yehuda, it's not a raya. Sham raya ain't shasad chak raya. Shasad chak is not a raya. And we'll come back to that in a second. Let's first finish what the raya is. It's talking to me. So Rav Yehuda, I'm activating Sharim. Rav Yehuda says, Yavish is kosher. My love, aren't we talking about esrig? So you see that Rabbi Yehuda holds, even by esrig, you don't need hadar. Because it says that you'll have a dried out one. It's going on lulav. It says the first in the Maisa tackles the lulav. Right, in the story it says lulav. So it's going back on lulav. It sounds like from the Brisa, it sounds like it's going on esrig, because it followed right after that. So they say, no, it's going on lulav. So Machlekes is really by lulav, but you could have said from here in this Brisa itself that esrig was taka psul even for Rabbi Yehuda, and the whole Machlekes is by lulav. Now let's just go back a second. It says, Rav Banan say, I hear your story, but there is a shasad chak. The shayla is, what, Yavish is kosher shasad chak? I thought Yavish was apostle. So the Rosh Taka brings a raya from here, that yoytza ba'lulav Yavish shasad chak. That's the Rosh Paskins. He says, he's even here, shasad chak. Well, there's nothing else. Yoytza with that. But the Ravid holds, they only took a zecher ba'alma. That's all they took it for, was zecher ba'alma. That's the only reason why I took a lulav. Now what were we Paskin? They got a lulav Yavish shasad chak. What's the halacha? So Shulchan Aruch and Paskins and Tov Resh Mem Tes Sivav B'Shasat Chak She'enim Sakasher Kol Apsulim Noitlim and Mevarchim. You take it, but you're not Mevarch. It's only the Zeich of Alma. Dr. Ramah, the Yesh Machshirim Lulav Yavish V'Levarch Lav. Some Machshir even a Lulav Yavish to make a bracha. V'Chein Noyagim the Minigiz Levarch Al Lav and Yaveshim Afil Dika Achirim Lachim Al B'Shar Minim Ein Linakachi. That's what he says. V'Yesh Lishmech Lev B'Shasat Chak. And Lamais was Shasat Chak means, Dr. Mishabru and Sivkat and Ches, it means that you don't have anything else. There's nothing else in the whole city, then you can take a dried out lulav. And in the days in the Europe, a lot of times they didn't have lulav, and there's Shemach on this Ramah to take even dried out lulav. Like, bottom, that's the din of Shasat Chak. But back to our discussion over here about the Hadar according to Rabbi Huda. Remember, Rava says that Lulav is no din Hadar according to Rabbi Huda, because he's not Makish Lulav to Esrig, but Rava says that Esrig he holds pre-Eitz Hadar, there is a din of having a Hadar to get Esrig. That's what Rabbi Huda holds. On my map. We learned in a Braisa. Kashem Shem Paychasim Mehem, just like you can't do less, Well, I want to come back to the Shal Rav Yehuda and Rava soon, but first we're going to just explain something in this Braisa. It said in this Braisa that just that you can't do less than the four minim, kachem esifin lehem, you can't do more than the four minim, pshita, it's pashat. What's the chiddush? We know you're not allowed to be meisif or do less than the dal minim. So my answer is, Mao the tame, Mahova Rav Yehuda Lulu Tzarech Agad, since Rav Yehuda holds Lulu Tzarech Agad, the meisif mina achrinim, maybe bring another min and you don't put it into the tie, into the agad, you don't tie it in. Maybe halachodekai. Maybe it's not called being meisif because it's separate. Kamash v'lon, that's still called being meisif. Bringing not a min, it's called meisif. Now Tosis is bothered that in the Gemara before it sounded like if you hold tzarech agad, so his mashma if you hold tzarech agad, it's added agad, then it would be halachodekai. But the problem is the Gemara before is mashma that according to the Rabbanon, even though you don't need agad, we had in the Gemara Amar Aleph that if you're Rabbanon does not need agad, so there if you tie it with a different min, it's not called meisif. So you see, you don't have to be part of that. You don't. So you see, if it's not part of the agad, it's taka. It's not a problem of meisif. It's taka, not a problem of meisif. So why here is it a problem of meisif? We see on Amar Aleph, if according to Rabban doesn't need agad, you say you have to tie it with another min. You see, it's not called meisif. That's Tosef's question. On Amar Aleph says I can tie the lulav according to Rabban with, let's say, gold. Don't let it tie. It says no. You don't need agad, so it doesn't become part of the aluminum. So why over here is it a problem? That's Tosef's question. Tosef's answer is that there you weren't holding it straight; you were tying it, so it wasn't held derech geduloi. Something is tied; it's not being held derech geduloi. But if you hold something derech geduloi, even if it's not tied, it's a problem of Baal Tosef, and that's why it's a problem over here. If you hold it straight up, you hold another min. You bring a branch, like a willow branch, something else, sort of not a kosher arava, and you add it on. That will be a problem. Back to Agama. If you don't find the esrig, you shouldn't bring not a pomegranate, not a parsh, not a quince, loy dovach, and nothing else. So of course, what do you think? You bring a lemon, it's good. Mao tamer lacy, you should bring kechel or shtak with her as esrig, you should bring it to vzechet the esrig. Kamashlo, no. Zimlin denofe churba made osla misrach. Sometimes it'll come out of churba, and you'll make a mistake, and you'll think a lemon is kosher for esrig. Therefore, you shouldn't even bring it vzechet. Are you going to ask? We spoke about before that a lulav yavish you bring lezecher, or if you only have three minim, you'll bring it. What? Yeah, very good. So always 3 minim is enough. So Teretz is like you're saying is like this that by an esrig, don't say the Torah esrig, just says pre etzada. So if I brought a quince, you would think that's a pre etzada. Don't say Torah esrig, it says pre etzada. So therefore, you're come to make a mistake. Mashenkin by a lulav, you're not come to make a mistake. You see, it's a lulav, and you see it's dried out. That doesn't mean you think a dried lulav is kosher. Or if you see you only bring 3 minim. It's Zeichav Amal. We're not going to think 3. Tars is 4. You know you need 4. So therefore, it's only a Xera by Esrig, because there, you're not clear what an Esrig is. Toshima. Now going back to the Shail of Hadar by Esrig, according to Rav Yehuda. Toshima, Luntan and Braisa. Esrig HaYashon, an old Esrig, which means a dried out Esrig, basically. Pasol, it's Pasol. Rav Yehuda Machshir, Rav Yehuda's cautious. What do you see? That Rav Yehuda does not hold of Hadar, even by Esrig. And we'll see what he does with the word Hadar soon. Tiyufta the Rava Tiyufta. It's Taka Kasha Rava, because in Mavuya over here, that you don't need Hada, according to Rav Yehuda, even by Esrig. He argues the whole idea of Hada. Sai by Luv and Sai by Esrig. Even by Esrig, it says Briyat Hada, he also, you don't need Hada. Break the Gemara of Leiboy Hada, Vanan Tan Lutan Mishnah. Hayoru Kakarsi. If you have an Esrig that's green like leeks, Rav Meir Machshir, who the Paiser, who holds Pasel? So isn't that why are we the apostle? Lam should be a hadar, not because of hadar. And if they were a loy, we should loy gomar peri, because it's not a gemar peri, because it's not ripe. So it sounds like from our gemara halacha lemaisa that the only time it's problem if it's green is if it's not a ripe peri. So Tosis speaks out the end of Tosis Hayara. Tosis says, "Ba'oisim asroigim habon lefnei nerukim karsi." Those asroigim come in front of us; they're green like leeks. K'shei refil Rav Yehuda k'shechoyz lemar shar asroigim afilu betolosh la'achashol bekliz ma meruba. The vade gemar piriyam. If this turns in the right color by itself after a certain amount of time, it turns the right color of esrig, then it's called gemar peri and it's kosher. And it's mashma, even if it's not right now yellow, still green right now, it's still kosher. And the Shulchan Aruch also paskins like that, that as long as it's something that will turn green, it's kosher lemaisa. It's kosher lemaisa. I'll read the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. I'll read the halacha in Shulchan Aruch where it says that of the color. Shulchan Aruch says that it's a tough resh mem ches. Sif Chav Aleph. Top Reish Mem Ches Sif Chav Aleph says like this: Hayorek Shadayme LaIsve Asadev. It's green like the grass. Puzzle. Elam Kein Choyzel Amari Esrei Kasher Kishmash Baisa. Only if it's something that if you leave it, it'll turn green by itself.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. What? Turn yellow. It start green and turn yellow. I keep saying it. It's green and turns yellow. Then it'll be good. Rosh Loim Azok Demishvura Hechad Yadidin Teva Shkoyach. The Hechad Yadidin Teva Esreigim Shvoisei Makoim Shedarkan Lachs Achach Lamari Esrei to the color of Esrei Lacha Sheshol Beklis Mamruba. Oz Afilu Boidi Yorik. Even when it's green, it's still kosher. Kivon Shechoyzel Lamarei Al Karcha Nigva Peri. The Raya is since it turns yellow by itself. Therefore, it's a raya, it's a gemar peri, and even though right now it's green, it's kosher. That's a mechava paskins. But there is a shitas habach who holds that it is a psul hadar, and therefore he holds that the green is no good if it's green, even though it's going to turn yellow. And the kuri yakar brings down shitzat machmer. Therefore, it is an inyan to be machmer on a yellow esrig, not a green esrig. According to strict shulchan aruch, it sounds like an esrig that's green. If it's going to turn yellow, then it's called gemar peri and it's kosher. Toshima, shear esrig. What's the size of an esrig? Shear esrig cotton. What's the minimum shear of an esrig? Ramei or mika eggers. If it's as big as a walnut already, it's big enough. Rabbi Yehuda mika bay. It has to be the size of an egg. At least the size of an egg in order to be kosher esrig. Now, lav mishum de bay hada. Isn't because it's not a hada, a tiny little esrig that looks like a peanut. That's not a good esrig, right? Not because of hada. No, you know, mishaloi gomar peri. Because it's not a ripened peri. It has to be a ripened peri in order to be called an esrig. Toshima, not a raya, trying to be not a raya to the idea of hador. What's the biggest it could be? Toshima, v'godol k'desh yecha shnayim v'yodei achas. Zib Rabbi Yehuda really holds that it has to be able to, you have to be able to hold two esrogim in one hand. If it's so big, you can't hold two of them in one hand, it's not kosher. Rabbi Yisrael, v'afilu achas v'echa v'shtei yodav. Even if it's so big, you need two hands to hold it, it's kosher. That's what Rabbi Yisrael says. Now, what's Rabbi Yehuda, why it can't have an esrog that's so big that you can't hold two of them in one hand? What's pshat? My time, alam shnubay hador. It's a much nicer esrog if it's smaller. So tomorrow, Loi, it's not the reason. The reason is like this. Kivin da amar rabba, lulav v'yamin. You hold the lulav in your right hand. Why? Because that has three mitzvahs. Has the mitzvah of lulav, hadah, hadas, and harava. The esrog is small. The esrog is in your left hand. But zimun da machafle, sometimes you make a mistake. The esrog is in your left hand, your right hand, and the lulav is in your left hand. You have to switch it. Now, if it's too big, the esrog, it's in a drop. When you switch your hands, at one point you have to hold two of them in one hand. And what happens is, you're going to drop it. It's so big. Therefore, Huda holds you should have a smaller esrig. So, Akapanam, we're learning out from here. Huda holds, we learned so before, Yavish is kosher esrig. Huda does not hold of Hadar, not like Rava. If he doesn't have a Hadar, what does he do with the word Hadar, pre-ates Hadar? Bel Rabbi Huda, Chsiv Hadar. What do you do with the word Hadar? Ahu, that's to teach us that you know what the pre-ates Hadar is, an esrig. It's Hador Bilon Mishana Lashana. It's something that goes from year to year. Esrig only grows once a year. And that's how he knew it was an Esrig. And that's a Raya. It is an Esrig. That's the words of a word of Hadar. One more Gemara. It said in the Mishnah Shal, Sherev Shir Hadachas. If it's a Asherah tree, a Avezara tree, or Ir Hadachas, that's a city that did Avezara, the whole city has to be burnt down. It's possible. So, if anything more of a shall share apostle, why shall share apostle? Vama Rava, lulav shall veizara, lulav that you shook in front of a veizara, or you used it to sweep the floor in front of a veizara. Lo yita, it's not kosher for lulav, but not al kosher. But if you took it, it's kosher. Why? Because only asa v'hanah. It's not chiyav sreif on that. It's not a veizara itself. It's only issa hanah, and issa hanah is not a problem to use for a mitzvah. Why not? Because mitzvah lav lahenis nu. Mitzvah is not called hanah. In kiyam mitzvah no, hanah is good. Rashi says. It's only avodah, so it's a service to your master. So therefore, as issa hanah, you can use it. So why here can't you use asherah tree? Everything. Well, how about asherah demaisha eskinu? I'm talking about the tree itself. You serve the tree itself, and there you have to burn the tree. That's the halacha. The ktuti metashure. You have to burn it, and therefore it's missing its shear. Since the esrog has a shear, if it has to be burnt, it's missing its shear, or a lulav, rather, or a lulav here. A lulav needs a shear, four tvachim, and if you have to burn it, then it's missing its shear, because it has to be burnt. It's kesar of them, it's like it's burnt, and therefore it's not kosher. The economic term, dumi the iridachas, it's similar to iridachas. Iridachas, everything has to be burnt, and that's why it's not good. Same thing by a shear tree, everything has, it's a case where it has to be burnt, therefore it's not kosher for lulav, of course, anything that has to be burnt is, kilo it's burnt, and it's missing its shear. And Shema Minot, it's Taka, that's a pshat in Asherah.